Hi, ladies and gentlemen, Austin Peterson here with the Freedom Report podcast on the LibertarianRepublic.com. Thanks very much for tuning in to our live stream on Facebook, or thanks very much for listening to us later on Podbean and downloading our podcast. Very grateful for you for helping spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. We've got some breaking news today that we're going to be talking about. Jill Stein has a warrant issued for her arrest. If you don't know, Jill Stein is the Green Party's presidential candidate for 2016, and she was issued a warrant for her arrest after she committed an act of vandalism that we will be examining here later in the show. Apparently, she was attending a oil pipeline protest that has been simmering over the last couple of weeks, and it's started a conflict between protesters, Native American tribes that are claiming the area has significance to their culture, and it sparked a discussion over the question of eminent domain, property rights, and the use of mercenaries. Actually, there are private security firms that have been brought in to protect the oil pipeline, and we're going to talk about this from a libertarian angle here in just a minute. I want to read to you the breaking news. Take a look at the act of vandalism that Jill Stein engaged in and discuss a little bit about this situation that's been brewing. Now, a lot of my viewers have been asking me to comment on this oil pipeline for the past few days, and it's grown into a fever pitch, but I don't like to comment on things, of course, unless I've educated myself and make sure that I understand all sides of the issue. So we're going to read a little bit about the news today. We're going to talk about the people who are involved, and we're going to discuss the implications of this on Jill Stein's presidential campaign. So first of all, let's take a look at the news. Right now, it looks like Jill Stein has officially got a warrant out for her arrest. I'm going to go ahead and show you guys the clip of her defacing a bulldozer with spray paint. Take a look at this. This is actually pretty hilarious. I'm gonna go ahead and pop this up. Let's take a look at old Jill Stein and her act of vandalism. There you are. You can see Jill Stein right there, and she's got her spray paint, and she is definitely vandalizing that bulldozer. Right here's the protesters. Lots of media around. And she says that this is not a camera op photo opportunity for her presidential campaign. But you got to say, this makes pretty good news, especially when you're a presidential candidate who has a warrant issued for their arrest. But yeah, this is clearly an act of vandalism by Jill Stein. But question is it legitimate? Is it a legitimate act of protest? Something that we've got to discuss here today. So let me read to you guys a news story that I pulled up. I thought was fairly objective when it came to the question of what's going on with the North Dakota oil pipeline. The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe says a federal judge's decision to temporarily stop work on some, but not all, of a portion of the Dakota Access's pipeline puts his people's sacred places at further risk of ruin and desecration. So the breaking news related to this Jill Stein story is that apparently a judge has granted a temporary halt to some of the work on the oil pipeline, which is what some of these protesters want, but not a full work stoppage. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said Tuesday that work will temporarily stop between State Highway 1806 and 20 miles east of Lake Oahe, but that work will continue west of the highway. Chairman Dave Archambault said in a statement that the tribe is disappointed that the judge's decision doesn't stop the destruction of sacred sites while the tribe waits for a different ruling. There will be a new decision by the end of Friday this week. Today, if you're watching this show or listening to this later, today is September the 7th, so we've got 2 days for us to determine what's going to happen with this oil pipeline. There have been some clashes with protesters. Morton County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Donald Preske said 4 private security guards and 2 guard dogs were injured after several hundred protesters confronted construction crews Saturday afternoon at the Dakota Access Pipeline construction site. One of the security officers was taken to a Bismarck hospital. 2 guard dogs were taken to a veterinary hospital. Tribal spokesman Sitting Bear said protesters reported that 6 people had been bitten by security dogs, including a young child. At least 30 people were pepper sprayed, he said. Preske said law enforcement authorities had no reports of protesters being injured. So let's talk about this. Well, one of the topics that came up was a question of them using what they called mercenaries or private security. Of course, no libertarian is going to argue against private security, because that's one of the most libertarian things that we argue for, is the privatization of security. And that's one thing where we're probably going to have a difference with people like with Jill Stein and their supporters, because, you know, only the government can keep the oil pipeline safe, right? But When it comes to the question of private security, I mean, if it was an issue of just private property, that would be one thing. But if you dig into this story, what we learn is that some of the land that was taken for this pipeline was taken using eminent domain. Now we've got a problem, and that's the issue that libertarians probably need to focus in on. Not probably, that's the issue that libertarians really need to focus in on, is how much eminent domain was being used to take some of this land. Because listen, we've had conflicts with tribes since the founding of this nation, this is even before the founding of the United States, and the U.S. federal government has screwed the Native Americans from here to Sunday. So to me, I think we've got to grant some leeway to some of these Native tribes, especially if some of their land, their sacred sites, are being taken. So the question is how much land was being taken? How much of it was taken with eminent domain? And if it was taken with eminent domain, they ought to give it back. And I'll tell you why. Because an oil pipeline, what the oil company is arguing is, they're arguing that they are a utility, right? Does that sound familiar to you, that they are arguing that they're a utility? Internet, anybody? 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 We'll talk about that in just a minute. But oil is not a utility. And the Fifth Amendment of the United States includes the Takings Clause, which is where eminent domain comes from. But what the problem is that eminent domain is only supposed to apply to things that are used for public works. Okay? An oil pipeline doesn't necessarily constitute public works. Okay? That's private property. Right? Is the oil pipeline going to be taking the profits and putting it back into the community? Some might argue that they will. But the question is do they have the right to take the land in the first place? The federal government, under the Constitution and the Fifth Amendment, has the right to take land. But they can't take it for private use. Think about this. Donald Trump is a big fan of eminent domain. One of the things that Donald Trump did when he was building casinos was there was a little old lady next to one of his Jersey casinos, and she had a house that he wanted to put a car park on. He wanted to be able to park his limousines on it. So he went and pushed for eminent domain to go in and take that woman's home so that he could park his limousines. Now, most people would say, even Donald Trump supporters, not that you give them any credit for brains, but even they have to admit that that is not a valid use of the Fifth Amendment, of the Takings Clause. And to me, it's unconstitutional and it's illegal. It's wrong and it shouldn't be done here in the United States. Now, oil pipelines are tough, but oil companies are rich, okay? If you're telling me right now that the oil company couldn't spend the cash to go out and buy the private property they needed for this oil line, well, then they don't need to build it. I'm sorry. Because the point is that we have individual rights in this country. And I'm not saying, I support Jill Stein or her movement or anything like that. But what I am saying is that they have a point. Jill Stein shouldn't be defacing private property. The oil companies have every right to use private defense forces, security forces, to secure their own private property. But if this land was taken through eminent domain, especially this tribal land, I think that the federal government needs to step in and back off. Because the truth is that the oil companies have got plenty of money that they can use, and they are not a utility. Now, here's the thing. Now, liberals who will cry and argue and say, hey, this is terrible. These evil oil companies are using eminent domain, and they're saying that they're a utility. That's ridiculous. Well, you know what you're going to say? Then in the next minute, you're going to tell me that the internet is a public utility and therefore ought to be regulated as a public utility and therefore net neutrality. Sorry, liberals, but you've got a little bit of conflict here with their philosophy and your ideology. You can't step in and say that oil companies are not a utility, but then say, oh, but the internet is definitely a utility and should be regulated as such. But the libertarian view is that private property should be sacred. There should be no takings. If you're a constitutionalist like myself, you say that while the government shouldn't be issuing eminent domain, if they do issue eminent domain, it should only be done constitutionally, meaning only done for public use, not for private benefit. So that's the issue. Jill Stein, is she going to jail? We don't know, but the Libertarian Republic will be here following along with this story. Also, in other news, kind of interesting, we got attacked by InfoWars today. We saw that Prison Planet's angry because we called them out over their Gary Johnson coverage. That they love Donald Trump. So, and these are people who think that the fluoride chemtrails are making the frogs gay. So you can't expect these people to actually give you good, credible reporting. But I did love to see that we got attacked today. Check this out. Paul Joseph Watson over at InfoWars. Let me pull this up. This is kind of funny. Let's see. Where is it at? Oh, no, it's over on my tweet deck. Check this out. This is kind of sweet. Over here, InfoWars.com is attacking The Libertarian Republic. Man, big news. You're calling us insane while supporting a far leftist who's posing as a libertarian. Rich. Well, that's interesting because you are insane, you weirdos. And Trump's a progressive. Called for gun control, a progressive income tax, and was actually a registered Democrat. So, you might want to check yourself before you wreck yourself, Prison Planet friends. And, you know, make sure you get those water filters because it sounds like you guys might be drinking too much fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being a supporter of the show. I'm going to try and keep these things as short as possible. You know, if you're watching, if you read the LibertarianRepublic.com a lot, you guys probably notice you do get a lot of ads. However, if you don't like the ads, let me show you guys something. You're going to like this. You're going to like it. The Libertarian Republic without ads. I want you guys to see this. Look how beautiful this website is. If you go to the LibertarianRepublic.com, you guys can get a membership. It's $5 a month right there. You can cancel anytime. Look, I make it as easy as possible. Just try it for a month. 1 month, guys, and you guys will be able to have a beautiful ad-free site, help support libertarian journalism. If you guys don't like Prison Planet InfoWars sucking up all the energy in the room, let's build a real libertarian news website. Okay, guys, let's build the next wave of the revolution with no craziness, no lies, no deceit, no fear-mongering, no terror. Let's build something that's real and beautiful. Because, and then we'll say when we created a beautiful new American Republic, and they'll ask, how did we do it? We'll just say, it is what it is. Thanks a lot for watching the show today. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.